The Dangers of Working on the Farm. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, farming is one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. In fact, a routine day on the farm could be fatal in just a few seconds. A new report from Purdue University says there were 48 injuries and fatalities across the U.S. in 2025 due to those who found themselves trapped in a confined agricultural space, such as a grain bin or a manure pit.
That is a little bit of a decline from previous years, but it is a step in the right direction.
And that's Ed Sheldon, agricultural safety specialist with Purdue University.
About half of those, well, actually a little slightly under half, about 22, I believe, of those were grain-related, grain entrapment related. Yeah, the numbers have declined, but there's still too many.
While the number of grain entrapments dropped, Purdue researchers noted an alarming rise in other types of confined space incidents, particularly within manure facilities in livestock operations. Despite minor statistical fluctuations, the overall frequency of agricultural confined space incidents stubbornly holds at roughly 2 incidents per month. As America's farmers head into a busy harvest season, Sheldon says safety is a key concern, not just for farm families, but for emergency responders as well.
If something does happen, a huge issue is safety of those responding. Confined space incidents, whether it's in agriculture or industry, are particularly, I would say, vulnerable or likely to cause injury to those responding, those that are there to help.
That threat often begins with a single unmonitored decision on the farm, as Sheldon explains the golden rule when it comes to working in confined ag spaces.
Number one, whether it's a grain bin, a pit, it doesn't matter what type of confined space, never enter alone. We lose so many of the folks that we lose in these type of incidents, entered alone and nobody knew they were there. Always have a partner, have a communication device. If there happens to be a situation where a toxic atmosphere might be involved, like a manure pit, invest in testing equipment. It's not that expensive, and it's well worth that small expense to have the safe peace of mind to know that the air you're breathing is safe.
Find the report and read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Moisture has moved off to the east and south, and we're looking at a decent Tuesday across Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm Forecast. Partly to mostly sunny skies through the day today in western parts of the state, including the entire UP. I think we see full sunshine. Clouds may linger a little bit over the eastern half to eastern third. That includes a large part of the thumb, but even those clouds break up this afternoon, we turn out very, very nice. Actually, comfortable in terms of temperatures. Still a little bit sticky or humid out there in spots this afternoon, but not bad. Wednesday, fully sunny and pleasant across the state. Thursday, same deal. Lots of sunshine, a little bit warmer, a little more humid, but no precipitation. Overnight Thursday night into Friday, a few clouds popping up, but I'm going to put Friday the 31st are largely dry here as well. All the while, watching a significant round of rain and thunderstorm action start to build from Minnesota on down through Iowa and into western Wisconsin. That we have to watch overnight Friday night into Saturday. I'm looking for a nice round of showers and thunderstorms across the state through Saturday with maybe a long tail into early Sunday morning and midday. I think we're looking at anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch. So it's not a big batch of moisture, but longer term moisture there through the start and middle part of the weekend. Clearing out completely for the start of next week. Monday, Tuesday looking nice. Heat builds, and I think we see some heat-based instability for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On again, off again, showers and thunderstorms there before another large push of cool Canadian air comes in to finish out the weekend and go into the early part of the following week. I do think that that back and forth in temperatures does wring out some moisture, especially early on the week of the 10th. Rain and thunderstorms likely there. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A significant tumble for the grain markets Monday. Here with a deeper dive is Andy Eubank and Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke just before the close of trade on Monday.
Quite a sell-off in many markets, especially corn, beans, and wheat a little lower too. Also crude oil, $6.50 lower as you and I speak, Angie, and we can look at that Iran-U.S. agreement to stop the strikes. But even then, a resumption of strikes by Iran, and it didn't seem to matter as money flowed out of those markets.
You've got to love money flow. I love it mostly when it's flowing in and not out. But yeah, there's about five different reasons that you could give for today's sell-off, and each one would probably be equally correct. You know, like you said, we have the return of the conversation over the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, or, you know, perhaps not the shutdown of the other strait that we were concerned would be shut down. We've got a handful of those things happening with the Middle East. There is a lot of talk as well of folks thinking that we're going to come up with some sort of short-term or potential resolution to the shipping situation in the Black Sea. But we also have the good old-fashioned, there is more rain in the forecast. The euro over the next 2 weeks does put a couple inches of rain across a good portion of Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, up into Michigan, and a handful of other places. So that is something that folks are looking at. And we did see the commitment of traders report, you know, had the fund length at a combined level. That was some of the longest that we'd seen in a handful of months, too. So just all of those things coming together to make for a very bad start to our week. And hopefully we just get it out of our system in today's session and move on.
Once again, Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Check out her webpage, consusag.net. Settlements from Monday, September corn dropping 12.5 at 451.75. December corn 13.5 lower, 474. August soybeans falling 39.5 cents to 1208.5. September beans 40.5 lower, 1199.75. And September wheat tumbling 18 to 660. August live cattle $1.85 lower at 225.22, but August lean hogs 12 cents higher Monday at 102.97. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.